Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
401, hear the fan in New York City, Tommy Lugauer.
Lugie!
It is after hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. The Knicks are champions of basketball. Get used to hearing it. You will hear it over the next couple days as we lead closer and closer to the parade on Thursday, starting at Battery Park, down the Canyon of Heroes, ending at City Hall. 53 years in the making. 53 years for some, and for many, a lifetime. And that's why I believe this parade will have bare minimum 3 million people at it. It could see upwards of 4 or 5 million people. When you consider this long a drought, a team that unifies this city, a city that has wanted this type of party for a very long time, has been waiting across the four major sports for a parade and a championship for a very long time, I think you're going to see well north of 3 million people at this parade on Thursday. And I like the fact that they clinch on Saturday and the parade is on Thursday because it gives people an opportunity to get here that aren't in New York because we know there are Knicks fans across the country. So I thought it would be Monday. I thought it might be as Tuesday the latest. So when I got the news on Saturday night that it was going to be Thursday, I was like, okay. I'm not sure why, but whatever. Maybe the World Cup, whatever the deal is, or you just need time to set up a parade of this magnitude. Either way, the parade is on Thursday, and I think that's a great thing because it allows the celebration, the party, and the flowers that we are given to this basketball team to continue on and on until Thursday. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Dave in Brooklyn here on After Hours. What's up, Dave?
Lugie, I think you're doing a great job. I concur with everything you say. I was going to call last night, but then I said, no, let the diehards call. I'm going to fall back. I'm calling tonight to give you the perspective of somebody who barely knows how the game of basketball is played. I know the three-point shot, the two-point shot, the free throw. There's five guys on the court in 48 minutes. That's all I know, literally.
You know more than most. Okay. I mean, you pretty much nailed everything there.
A four-year-old knows more about the game than me. But
I don't know about that. I mean, you pretty much talked about everything that goes on a basketball court, except for dribbling. I mean, you pretty much nailed it.
Well, I'll tell you this. Even though I haven't watched four basketball games in my entire life, right? But I sat there and I saw these guys. You know, no one was 7 feet tall on the Knicks. No one was, you know, but these guys were rabid dogs in that fourth quarter last night. I couldn't believe the aggression. It was so beautiful to watch, and I just want to congratulate all the Knicks fans. You deserve it. Congratulate the Knicks, and that's all I want to say, my friend.
Well, I appreciate it, Dave. And you're right about the fourth quarter, that's for sure. And that's where this series was won, and that's where the Knicks showed exactly who the heck they are, and their experience certainly played a major factor in the fourth quarter, and the Spurs' inexperience was ultimately their undoing. And the stock on Wemby has really, really dropped. We know the league, we know the national media, the gatekeepers want Wemby to be the face of the sport. They want him to be the guy. They wanted the Spurs to have their coronation here, to start their dynasty, and that did not happen. And Wemby proved to be not ready for the moment. Perhaps he's not going to be a clutch player. Perhaps he doesn't have the guts or the intestinal fortitude to be that player. He certainly showed his immaturity throughout this playoff run. And the league let him get away with a bunch of stuff. And he skipped the media. He skipped the podium after game five of the Western Conference Finals. He had some dopey closing line that only a teenager would utter. Appreciate you all, see you never, whatever that means. So Wemby did not come off like the star and the face of the league that the sport itself, the league, the media nationally wants him to be. he came off like a spoiled brat, immature, and at times a dirty player. Now, I'll tell you who really, and it's not about the Spurs, but real quick, and he's a local guy. The guy that impressed me the most in this series for the Spurs, it's not even close, is Dylan Harper. Don Bosco, Rutgers. This dude was 19 most of the season, and I got news for you. That's the guy I want to have the ball in his hands at the end of the game if I'm the Spurs. That guy is scary good. Scary good. He's 20 years old. You'd never know it. And perhaps he's going to be the guy for the Spurs in the clutch. And when he puts it all together, Dylan Harper is going to be, I think, a top 10 player in the league. That's how, maybe even better. I think the world of him. He was super impressive. Super impressive in this finals. But yeah, Wemby, I think his stock has dropped dramatically. And he came off, I got Embiid vibes from him, which is not the vibes you want to have. Maybe he'll grow up. But if he doesn't, and this moment that he experienced here in these finals and these bright lights, if it's too big for him, then when the Knicks meet him again in the finals, because I do think the Knicks and Spurs are going to meet again in the finals, these two teams, with these two squads. I really do. I think the Knicks are the class of the East by far. Don't give me the Celtics. Their front court's a mess. Tatum's still coming off a major injury. He wasn't able to compete in Game 7 against the Sixers. Who knows if Jaylen Brown is even going to be a part of the organization going into next year. Detroit is still a couple of players, including a star player, away to go with Cade from competing. The Magic can't hit a shot for hours on end, so they're nowhere near close. Atlanta, as impressive as they were in the first round, and they kind of deserve the second-place trophy. I don't know if there actually is one, but if there is one, they deserve it. They were the only team to beat the Knicks twice in the playoffs, but I'm not fearing them by any stretch of the imagination. So I think the Knicks are the class of the East and the Spurs are the class of the West. They got the Thunder's number, and unless the Thunder level up, they're not beating the Spurs. So I think you're going to see these two teams meet a lot over the next couple years. And right now, the Knicks have a major edge in maturity, in experience, in grit, in toughness, in heart. And those are all the things that you need to win a championship. That's championship DNA. And you see it on the face of Jalen Brunson, and it starts with him. And Jalen Brunson, after the game, and I'm paraphrasing, but he was asked about the naysayers, the doubters, and if he had any message for those individuals. And Jalen said, look, if I didn't address it then, I'm not going to address it now. And you could just see it. I mean, Jalen Brunson, for being a legend, he's a legend in New York sports. That's what he is. He's, in my book, the third. He's ranked third all-time on the Knicks list, Mount Rushmore, whatever you want to call it, top five, all-time list, top 25, top 10, he's three. He just passed Patrick on Saturday. He's behind Willis, he's behind Clyde. But he is a legend in this town. He's an Eli Manning, he's a Jeter, he's a Messier. But when you look at him, half the time he looks miserable. He looks like he'd rather be anywhere else. But we know that's just his mentality, and that's just his focus, and that's his drive. And I think he uses the fuel of the naysayers and the doubters to drive him, much like Jordan needed that. I mean, Jordan's the greatest of all time, and certainly most, a lot of people's books. But he always needed that little bit extra to compete at the highest level and to gain that competitive edge. And I think Brunson is the same exact way. Now, Kobe was like that. Brunson is like that. And people don't put Brunson with Kobe and on Michael. Okay. How could you not watch Jalen Brunson play basketball, especially in the fourth quarter, and not think he is the best player in the sport and going to be a multiple-time champion? I don't know how you can watch him and watch this team and not think that. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. And if you happen to be a Knicks fan at Game 5, I know Licata was out there. We've heard from a couple of Knicks fans. And let's be real. And I said this before the series started. Tickets, steak dinner, first class flight, bougie hotel for San Antonio standards. A night on the town, if there is a town, to go do anything. You can find a local watering hole, and I'm sure you can grab a couple brewskis after the game. Certainly before the game, you can. That entire experience is less money than if you were to go to Madison Square Garden for just the tickets, to just get in the building. So if you were one of those people that were there, that is an experience that if you bottled it up and sold it, you'd be a billionaire. You'd be on a yacht somewhere with supermodels surrounding you. That's where you'd be. At least I certainly hope so. I mean, what else are you going to do with the money? Invest it? No, you're going to spend it on supermodels, which is a great investment. If you were one of the select Knicks fans that were at that game on Saturday and you witnessed history, the first championship in 53 years, you will carry that moment with you forever. There aren't a lot of people walking this earth that can say this. I was a Knicks fan and I was in the building the night they won a championship for the first time in 53 years. So it was worth every single penny. And it's an experience that you will, it's like you hang something on the mantle and every time somebody walks into your house, you tell them about, this is the first time I got a hole-in-one. This is the first blah, 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 blah. That's what this is. You'll tell all your friends about it at the bar, at your house, on the streets, at a restaurant, at the office, at the barbershop. I was there. And I was only of a few select people that were. A very special night for all of us as Knicks fans, but for those in the building, it was extra special. Let's go to Keith in Fort Lee, New Jersey. What's up, Keith?
Tommy, how you doing?
I'm doing great,
wow.
Bro.
I still have no voice. I'm literally driving from Newark Airport. I just got off a plane. It was a 12-hour ordeal because of the weather delays, but the entire flight was filled with Knicks fans. So it was all good. And I got to tell you, I'm 65 years old. I've been blessed. This was the ninth time I was live at a championship-winning game.
Wow.
Rangers in 94, all four Giant Super Bowls, three Yankee World Series, and now this. And I got
to
tell you.
Where does this rank? Yeah, go ahead. Where do you rank it compared to the rest of those?
I mean, there's a lot of great ones in there, and I think as I think about it, it's the ones that you waited a long time for. So the first Giant Super Bowl, the Ranger Cup, and I guess the Yankees in '96, and this, all four of those I think are very very close. But I was with three other buddies of mine, college friends, for over 40 years.
That's awesome.
And there was 8,000 at least strong in that building. It was sick.
Oh, I'll buy that, Keith. You know, you're watching it on TV, and if you closed your eyes, you wouldn't know where the game was being played. Meaning the Spurs hit a shot, you hear a lot of cheers. The Knicks hit a shot, you hear a lot of cheers. You couldn't tell where the game was taking place, whether it was New York or San Antonio. So I'll buy there was that many Knicks fans, and you certainly saw all of them at the end of the game basically wanting to storm the court. But yeah, take us through that night, take us through that experience and just that feeling. I know you've been there before, but just that experience with your college buddies seeing the first Knicks championship in 53 years.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, right from the start, and we flew in on Thursday, so we were there, early, but even that flight was filled with Knicks fans. I mean, not quite, it's coming back, and stayed at a great hotel. Everything is condensed. It's not a great town, actually, but, we had great dinners and great action at the bars. Spent the day Saturday at the pool.
Beautiful.
And then we loaded up the rental car. We bought a parking pass in the premium lot. We got a case of beer, cigars, and we went about 2 hours early, hung out in the parking lot and then tailgated like we owned the joint.
Love it.
And all the Knicks fans were walking through, and it was just like, no strangers. Everybody was confident, and everybody was hugging right before the game. During the game, I got to tell you, shout out to San Antonio, to the people that work in the arena. They couldn't be nicer for such a takeover. I'm sure that was not easy for them, but they couldn't be nicer.
Yeah, I don't want to discredit their kindness, though, Keith. But you're also talking about a franchise that has had dynastic runs. And I think they probably looked at it like, you know what? These poor schmucks, they've waited 53 years for this. We've won enough championships. We beat them in 99. We know we have a young team that's on the rise. We'll get ours. Let's just let them have their championship tonight. It's inevitable anyway. Let's give them a hospitable, you know, experience here so they could speak kindly of San Antonio. I think a lot of that was going on because, you know what? Seriously, I mean, 53 years. How could you not have sympathy for any franchise and any fan base? No fan base should have to wait 53 years for a title.
Crazy. And you're right, with the five banners, you know, in your face, that was exactly it. So back to your point, I think, you know, again, as a big Yankee fan, I think, you know, talking about Jeter and Brunson in the same sentence makes a lot of sense to me. And I think we discovered after Jeter left how important he was to the entire process in the locker room for the Yankees. The naysayers during his career, you know, they would say statistics weren't that great. He wasn't that great. It was, you know, this Nomar was better, and then A-Rod was better.
Well, now do Jeter's stats in the clutch and in October, and then we could have a conversation. If those guys basically didn't even get to October to have comparable stats. But, yeah, Jeter, we know when he was at his best, which is when you want him to be at his best, and that is October, postseason, and in the clutch.
And that's Brunson in the fourth quarter.
Correct.
I mean, you know, he took, I don't know the exact stats, I think he shot about 50% in this last game, but he was surprised when he missed. I mean, every shot was close. He's just unbelievable. I mean, the whole thing about his dad also, I think, you know, initially people look at that and that's, you know, that's not always a positive thing.
Yeah, they think it's going to be like Little League, where the dad says, son has to bat leadoff, play shortstop, and he's a malcontent, and he is a spoiled brat. And I think that was sort of the way, especially people that hate on the Knicks, they figured, oh, that's what's going to happen. But I don't think that's the way he was raised, clearly. And even though he got into it a couple times with his dad, but that's a father-son sort of thing, I don't think Jalen gets any type of special treatment. And he certainly is the driving force of this team. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, so I spent the day in the airport, you know, watching all the Twitter stuff and the Instagram stuff.
And
which was great, by the way. But I can't wait to actually watch the game again. That's something that I want to do.
Yeah, that's a great point, Keith. And appreciate the call. How tremendous is that? And for Keith to be at all those Super Bowls for the Giants and Rangers in 94, and then the Knicks here in 26, and all the Yankee ones, that's insane. That really is insane. But what a guy's trip. Cigars, brewskis, tailgating. I don't know if he mixed in any golf there, but he went to the pool. You got to see the Knicks win a championship. And best of all, you got away from your family, which is really the beauty of sports, is you can get away from your kids. And now you get to relive the game through the lens and voice of the great Mike Breen. And good for Mike Breen, who, and I've said this often, nobody, and I mean nobody, it's almost like a little kid being forced to eat their broccoli. I don't want to eat my broccoli. I want to go outside and play. Do kids even go out and do anything anymore? But when I was younger, we used to go play, like, kick the can, and we actually used to hang out outside. But there were times where our parents would be like, you got to eat broccoli before you go do that. You're like, ugh, all right, this weed green stuff, fine. I'll eat it. Can we dip it in chocolate, and then I'll go outside? Mike Breen, along with Clyde, had to sit there for decades and call Knicks basketball. As amazing as that is, and I say that, obviously it's a dream job for Mike, and he would never discount the team or anything like that. That's just not how he rolls, but I'll do it for him. The team sucked beyond belief. And he had to call a bunch of, you know, has-beens and never was and bad basketball. And it's not like us as Knicks fans where we could be like, all right, the Knicks are down 40 in the fourth quarter. I'm going to turn this game off and go do something better with my life on a weekend. Mike Breen had to sit there like a kid eating his broccoli and call Nick games of teams that were just awful. So for Mike Breen to have this moment and be the voice, as he is of the Knicks, but to be the voice of their championship, to be the voice that you heard when they won, that had to be so special for Mike. That's so special for us as Knicks fans. And that's the one thing you lose with. And, you know, Mike does a good job about hiding it. Look, you know how much he loves this team, but you wouldn't know it listening to him. It's not like Joe Davis, where he basically puts on a Dodger uniform when he calls these games. It's so obvious where his loyalties lie. With Mike, and that's what makes him so great, is that if you just were teleported here and didn't know he was the voice of the Knicks, you wouldn't know it by listening. And I got to give credit to Richard Jefferson, too, who I've knocked before. He is a member of the Coalition Indicators. He was very fair in this series. He put his bias and hatred aside, and he called a great series. So kudos to him. And obviously, Mike Breen is as good as it gets on a microphone. And it meant so much, at least to me, and I'm sure I speak for all Knicks fans, to have him on the call for that. It just made a moment that was great, even greater. And one we will never, ever forget. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. It is Lugie in the Late Night. I got you for another 40 minutes. So we'll continue to take your calls. If you're on hold, we'll get to you. If you want to join the conversation, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is Tommy Lugauer here on The Fan.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
427 here in The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on The Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Since the Knicks have won a championship, since the final buzzer has sounded, I have been on the radio for 3.5 last night, 4.5 tonight. That would be, quick math, 8 hours. So 8 hours I've already been on the air since the Knicks won a championship. I'll be back on the air 7 o'clock later this evening. So 8 hours so far, I haven't cried, and I haven't taken my pants off. So we're good on those accounts. Now, I came close a couple times, especially taking my pants off. If you saw the video of me and Gallo, and it's all over social media, it's gotten a lot of views. It's gone viral on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, at WFN660. It is just two Knicks fans enjoying their team winning a championship. But you want to go check that out. I also shared it on my socials, at Tommy Lugauer, L-U-G-A-U-E-R. Now, I didn't take my pants off there. If I did, then it would be at 3 million views at this point. And I'm a little mad at Gallo, too, because he showed up to work on Sunday, and he wore a Knick jersey with no shirt underneath it. It's like, dude, that's the type of stuff you need in these videos. That'll get you some heat. What are you doing on Sunday? You gotta have that for the reaction video. And he didn't do that. Nor did he pop the champagne in the studio. I guess we do have expensive equipment here, but it's a Knicks championship. Let the Knicks fit the bill. But he popped it in the streets. That's all over social media. Plus the reactions from Gio, from Craig, from Tiki, and yes, even the Coalition of Knick Haters leader, the Weasel Evan Roberts himself. He did, and he texted me, and we spoke a lot on Sunday. He congratulated me, much like an election. He called me up at 2, 3 in the morning and conceded and said, great job, you won this one. And it was a tough night for all the Knick haters. For the Portnoys, for the Bill Simmons, for the Skip Baylesses, for the Barclays, for the Draymond Greens, the Evan Roberts, Spike Eskins. They had a rough night. And they're going to have another rough year and a year after that and a year after that because the Knicks aren't going anywhere. As long as Jalen Brunson and Leon Rose are a part of this organization, the Knicks are going nowhere. So if you love the Knicks, enjoy this feeling, get used to it. If you hate the Knicks, get used to it, this feeling that you're feeling right now, because I don't see this team going anywhere. And if my voice holds up, which it might not, I will be on the air for the next half hour and then 5 hours more tonight and then taking you all the way up until the parade on Thursday, starting at Battery Park, heading down the Canyon of Heroes, and then culminating at City Hall. Let's go to Dave here on After Hours. He's calling from Arizona. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, Brooklyn Dave in Arizona. Look, I was born in 63. And in 73, I was 10. 83, I worked at Madison Square Garden, met Patrick Ewing, Ranger Games, met Steinbrenner and Howard Cosell. My son was born in 94. We were living in Tucson here. And I couldn't believe that we couldn't beat Houston. Then in 99, I lived in San Antonio, and I was one of the only Knicks fans living in San Antonio. And I got, a week later, got thrown in jail after the Knicks lost because Ewing couldn't play. And then I'll tell you, when Brunson got that MVP, I was crying a little bit.
Thrown in jail?
Son was 32.
You say you got thrown in jail?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was for not paying a bill. I got into a fight because I was rooting for the Knicks.
Got it.
And then also, my son called me while I was in tears getting seeing Brunson and his father hugging, and he was crying too. So my son is a big Knicks fan living in Oklahoma City. This was the best run, Moogie, that I've ever seen in my life. I'm a diehard Mets fan, but Knicks fan, oh my God, I wish I could fly into town and hang out on Thursday, but I'll watch it on TV. I'll watch the Jimmy Fallon show on NBC tonight. Brunson is the bomb, man.
Yeah.
He grew up watching his dad, learning from his dad.
Yep.
Villanova, what a winner. He's the best guy I've ever seen. He's the best player in the NBA right now.
Agree.
Hands down, buddy.
100%. Yep, I've been saying that all night, and I said it last night. You know, that was one of my big takes last night is Jalen Brunson is the best player in the NBA. You could take whoever you want. I'm going to take Jalen Brunson. And you brought it up there, Brooklyn Dave, and that is the entire Knicks team will appear on the Jimmy Fallon show tonight on NBC, and that is 11:30 at night. Also, the legendary hip-hop group, I think the greatest group in the history of hip-hop, from the Shaolin Land, Staten Island, of course, the Wu-Tang Clan, who performed halftime of Game 4, reunited for the first time in many years. They will also perform. So it's a big-time Nick New York contingent on Jimmy Fallon. That is tonight. And it's going to be the first time we hear from these guys outside of the on-the-court, meeting the media in the press conference room. This is where they're going to have a little bit of a celebration underneath their belts, and they will have gotten back here to New York City, and we will hear from all those guys. And then the next time we see them and hear from them will, of course, be Thursday for the parade. Let's head out to Fairview. It's Jeff on the Fan. What's up, Jeff?
Tommy, how are you, bro?
What's up, bro? I'm doing amazing. Good to hear from you.
Big fan.
Thank you.
Since Clark. Number 11, Mark Messier. Number 11, Jalen Brunson.
That's right.
Both gone through to a championship. All right. I have something on Giannis, but quickly a question on Tyler Kolak. What's his role going to be next year? He's pretty good, this guy.
You know what, Jeff? I got to hand it to you.
What?
You could have asked me about anything there. If you said, all right, this caller is about to ask you a question, and it's going to pertain to the Knicks or anything. If you had given me a million guesses, I wouldn't have guessed what is Tyler Kolak's, and nothing against Tyler Kolak, and I do think he can develop, much like Diawara, into a guy that helps this team off the bench, especially if like Deuce McBride is no longer here, or et cetera. But I didn't see that one coming. The fact that you bring up, and nobody happier than Tyler Kolak, that his name's getting mentioned 24 hours after the Knicks winning a championship.
I'm a little bit like Jerome here, right? With the Yankees, right? They win a World Series, and he goes,
I want Jason Giambi. Yes.
Yeah.
Love Jerome. Miss him. Miss his calls here. He was amazing. I grew up listening to Steve and Joe, and Jerome would call. And you're right. The confetti wouldn't have even – and Joe would be like, bro, can the confetti fall here before you get Giambi and Barry Bonds, bro? I mean, can we get to the parade before we do this? But that was Jerome. So, you're going to tell me something right now that you – are you going to tell – bro, you're going to tell me what you're going to tell me here? You want Giannis on the Knicks. Is that what you're going to say?
I'm making a point, and I want to see what you say. Okay. Did we get any calls in the playoffs? The answer is no.
Certainly Giannis not in this series. No.
Giannis is a superstar. We will at least get calls, and that's what
you
need to call in
the
playoff time.
Need the calls. They didn't get any call in this series, and they won in five.
Yeah, I know, but
what do you want? What do you want to get Giannis for? Tickets to a Broadway play to Wicked? What do you want to trade? I'm not trading anybody on this team for him.
You need some help on the offensive side.
No, they do not. They just won a championship in five games. At least, and I know you're trying to channel your Jerome, but again, I'll ask you, who are you trading from the Knicks? I'll play your game.
That is a good question. That's what I need you for, because you know more than
that. Well, I don't want to trade for Giannis. It's not a matter of what I know. I know what it would take, but I don't want to give that up.
I guess Towns and
no,
someone.
Absolutely not. It would cost you Towns. It would cost you OG. So these are the type of players.
No way OG.
Of course.
No way OG.
Well, why not? Because he helps you on the offensive end. Giannis stinks. Let's be real. He's a problem, and he's a liability offensively. He's also a guy that's not going to hold up, I don't think, you know, injury-wise. If you want to be like me as a Knicks fan and say this team's going to be a dynasty like they say across the pond and all those type of things, I think that's okay. I think that embodies New York. Hey, we got one, let's get six. Why have one when you can have five? That's the way I operate. But for you to have such a unique phone call where the first thing out of your mouth was asking about Tyler Kolek's role next year, and then you married that with the Knicks trading for Giannis. That, to me, 24 hours after a championship, is an all-time phone call. All-time. And hopefully this gets posted on YouTube, and 30, 40 years from now, they're talking about this call, Jeff, because you brought up Tyler Kolek and Giannis in the same breath 24 hours after the Knicks winning a championship. And I'm all about, hey, multiple championships, let's do what the Yankees did in the 90s. That's all well and good. Giannis needs the Knicks way more than they need him. They don't need him. And I'm not breaking up this core. Not for Giannis, not for anybody. Not with what the Knicks have cooking here. You see it with the continuity, with the chemistry. I was watching this group during that run, especially during the winning streak, and I saw the Warriors with KD, with Steph, with Draymond, with Klay. That's the type of ball movement and offensive efficiency that I saw this team have. And then you couple that with the clutchness of Jalen Brunson, I'm not messing with that at all. Now, role players come and go. We know that. Can't keep everybody. You're going to have to shuffle a couple of those chairs. But I'm not breaking up this starting five. I'm not breaking up this core. Certainly not for Giannis. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe this is just positive Tommy, you know, 24 hours after the Knicks win a championship. But I think Jalen Brunson is the best player in the NBA. I think he's the face of the league. Now, the gatekeepers and the national media, they don't want Jalen Brunson to be the face of the league. They don't want him to be the best player in the sport. And they certainly don't want the Knicks on the top of the NBA mountain. But that's exactly where they are. And I look at Jalen Brunson, not only his performance in Game 5, which was stuff of legend, not only being Michael Jordan in the fourth quarter, being the most clutch player in the NBA. Yeah, he's had that title for a minute, and he's earned it. But I think he has a new title now, and that is the best player in the league and the face of the NBA. He's a champion. He's already a legend in New York. He's a finals MVP. And he's just getting started in the prime of his career. The unlikeliest of superstars becomes the superstar of superstars. It's not Wemby. It's not the Joker. It's not SGA. It's Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is the best player in the NBA. He is the king of New York. He is a champion. And he is the toast of the town and the savior of this franchise. And one that certainly needed it. And now we have it. The king of New York and the best player in the NBA, Jalen Brunson. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie in the late night here on The Fan. I got you for another 20 minutes. Al and Jerry come your way at that time. Then Boomer and Geo. Then Evan and Tiki and Sean, the Carton Show, and then I'm back with you at 7. So I tell you that to tell you that I would expect the unexpected today, some special guests, some voices that you will hear to celebrate the Knicks, to honor this great team, and to give the flowers, deservingly so, to this wonderful run that they had, their first championship in 53 years. Now, speaking of that championship, for the first time in 53 years, the New York Knicks are NBA champions. To celebrate this historic victory, BigTimeBats.com proudly presents the official Knicks NBA championship basketball. This full-size pure feel composite leather Wilson NBA basketball features embossed championship script, the official NBA Finals logo, and the Knicks Championship 2026 championship logo. It sells for $124.95 plus shipping and handling. Own a piece of Knicks history before it's gone. Visit BigTimeBats.com and order your official 2026 NBA Champions Gold Edition basketball today.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
4:46 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer. The Knicks are NBA champions. Get used to hearing that. You'll be hearing it throughout the day, throughout the week, as we inch closer and closer to a celebration unlike we have ever seen in this town. The parade for the Knicks is going to be the biggest party we have ever seen. It'll be the biggest parade we ever seen. A city that is known for parties will host the biggest party ever. Because 53 years for some and a lifetime for many, that's what this drought has been for the Knicks. And when you consider this Knicks team unifies the city, it's the only team that does. We're splitting baseball, we're splitting hockey, we're splitting football. We're not splitting basketball. The Knicks are the city's team. They are New York's team, and they unify us. And this run has unified this great city. We needed this. We've needed this. We've needed this type of celebration over the last 24 hours, the partying, all the emotion that you've heard on this radio station and will continue to hear. We've needed this. And what you're going to see and witness on Thursday is going to be the biggest party we've ever seen. As a baseline, I expect 3 million people to show up for the parade. I think we can see upwards of 4, maybe even 5 million people there. Knicks fans from around the globe, you have a week to get out here if you don't live in the tri-state area. Bare minimum 3 million. But I think it could get to 4 or 5 million. That's what this team means. That's what this franchise means. That's what this championship means to generations, both young and old, of Knicks fans coming together to celebrate this team that is beloved, that we all love for their style of play, for their grit, for their determination, for their heart, for how great they are in the clutch, how they are an island of misfit toys. They are overachievers, and they are now champions, and they will be celebrated that way on Thursday down the Canyon of Heroes, the biggest parade we've ever seen in this town. Baseline 3 million, but I think upwards of 5 million Knicks fans from far and wide will gather in this great city to be a part of history, a ticker tape parade for our Knicks. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is after hours. Now, I've been on the air for, I think this is my 8th hour since the Knicks have won a championship. No tears yet. I'm not taking my pants off yet. But I did celebrate alongside Anthony Gallo. That video is all over social media. You can check out the WFAN channels at WFAN660. It's on my social media accounts at Tommy Lugauer, Lugauer. And not only that video, but the reaction of all the great Knicks fans here, all the hosts, Giannotti, Did McLaughlin go host the video? He's probably doing a Yankee podcast. Somebody wake Chris up and tell him the Knicks won a championship. He might not know about that. He's probably talking. He did Sunday morning. He did one. Okay. I just want to make sure that he knows that the Knicks are going on, that the Yankee could take a break from the Yankees. I know he's got the Yankee podcast. He's got a lot of things going on. So McLaughlin go posted a video as well. Beningo was in tears. My voice is going, and I don't do a good Joe anyway, but bro, at my age, I didn't think I'd see a championship. That's basically what he said. And he started to break down and singing, and it's everything that you could expect from Joe. And I wouldn't be shocked at all if we hear from Joe again today, whether it's on Boomer Geo or Evan and Tiki. And of course, you know, Joe will be at the parade. I expect to hear from a lot of voices over the next couple of days outside of just the host that hosts here full-time and all your emotional calls as well. As it's in a very emotional time. I had several people crying last night that called me. Several. But that's what sports means. That's what the Knicks mean. And that's what this moment means to all of us. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Jamie is in Milford, Connecticut. What's up, Jamie?
Loogie!
What do you hear? What do you say? What's up, man?
I love you, buddy. You're my favorite guy here. I just want to say, you were just talking about numbers for the parade. I think it's going to be bigger with the World Cup in town. I think it's going to be crazy down there in New York.
Yeah, well, that for sure. If you couple the fact that people are here for the World Cup, the amount of people that will be in New York City will be insane. And I think that's part of the reason why the parade is on Thursday. I think France is playing on Tuesday at MetLife. So they probably didn't want to do a Tuesday. Monday would have been a short turnaround. Plus, you got to go on Jimmy Fallon, which the Knicks are doing tonight. Tuesday, you got a World Cup match. Why not do it Thursday? But yeah, the amount that is going on in this city right now, it truly is the center of the sports universe. That's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours here on the Fan. Let's go to Pat in the Bronx. What's up, Pat?
Congratulations, Tommy. Congratulations to the Knicks.
Thank you.
Usually this time of year, we're doing an autopsy on the team at the end of the season. For once, we're not. We're celebrating.
Yes.
This is an incredible time for New York. I'm happy for all the diehard Knicks fans. I've been a Knicks fan. I wouldn't say diehard, but maybe this spell is broken where New York doesn't win any championships. Maybe it'll be the Yankees or maybe one day the Mets. Maybe it'll be the Giants or the Jets. Maybe this is broken. The spell is broken, and I'm looking forward to the parade. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you got it, Pat. And I alluded to that earlier in the show, and you could go back on the Odyssey app, the rewind function. When it comes to the four major sports, it's been a long time since we've had a championship. It's been a long time since we've had a parade. And sometimes you just need that one spark and that one team and that one championship, and then all of a sudden you start to see championships across the board. Certainly the Yankees are there year in and year out. You know how I feel about my Mets. The Giants are building something very special there, I believe, with the head coach and the quarterback. The Islanders have a prodigy on their team. You know how I feel about that group and how good they can be. So there's a lot to be excited about. And yeah, even the Jets, if they can find their quarterback, if they can find the right guy to run their organization, and maybe it is Mucci, and they find that quarterback, they have their Brunson, Leon Rose, even the Jets can win a Super Bowl. The Knicks proved that you can never be too far in the depths of sports hell to not come out of it. They were LOL Knicks. They were a joke. They were a laughingstock. They were hideous for decades in the sports abyss. And now they are champions. And I think on the verge of being a dynastic team. And I know, Lou Gower, enjoy the championship. Why are you talking like this? Well, the reason I'm talking like this is because look at what the Knicks did in this run. Look at some of the things they accomplished, including winning the first two games of the NBA Finals on the road. Only two other teams have ever done that in the history of the league. Both of those teams won multiple championships. The Knicks almost tied the Warriors for consecutive wins in the playoffs. That Warrior team that won multiple championships. They passed the Spurs as far as a winning streak. That is a franchise that won multiple championships. With obviously Duncan being on that team, who was the centerpiece of a dynastic team in San Antonio. So, if the Knicks and this run did things that other dynastic teams did, then why can't they themselves be a dynasty? Now, speaking of dynasties, when the Yankees hired Joe Torre, Yankee fans weren't exactly celebrating that move. Joe Torre? It obviously wasn't a popular decision. This wasn't a guy that had a ton of success as a manager. But you know what Joe Torre was? He was the right personality and the right manager for a team that was about to become a dynasty. And unfortunately, Buck Showalter got them to the dance, but it was Joe Torre that got them all those championships. Sound familiar? The way I see it with the Knicks, Tibbs is Buck Showalter, and Mike Brown is Joe Torre. Because when Mike Brown was hired, it was Mike Brown? That's the best you can do? And even though Mike Brown wasn't the Knicks' first choice, that's well documented, Mike Brown ended up being the perfect choice, the right choice. And much like Joe Torre, Mike Brown has got a championship and he's got an opportunity to win multiple championships with this group. So I think it's a great comp. I think it's one of those ones where you say, hey, Tibbs is Buck, and that's unfortunate for Tibbs, and he certainly deserves his accolades. I hope the Knicks end up doing something for him. I don't know if you want to invite him to the parade. He'll decline, but something nice for Tibbs, because he certainly deserves it. He's a big part of why the Knicks are where they're at. But much like Buck was to that Yankee dynasty, and then Joe Torre took it over and ultimately won the championships to make it a dynasty, I think that's where Mike Brown is at. Kind of the modern-day Joe Torre. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Ralphie's in Outer Bridge. What's up, Ralphie?
Really quick. I know you're pressed for time. Yep. I'm 70 years old, and I remember I was 13, and my uncle, I watched my first Knick game with him on my mom's black and white TV, where when you shut it off, that dot in the middle of the TV stayed for 15 minutes. And at the end of the game, I shed some tears. I just looked up to the head. I'm getting broken up right now.
Yeah, Ralphie, I hear you, man. When you start thinking about this stuff.
I says, Unc, I hope you're watching this. Yeah. And I'm thankful for that first game that I watched with you. And I'm sure there's a lot of stories out there. Have a great day, and let's go, Nick.
Yeah, I appreciate it, Ralphie. And I thought about my grandfather who passed away. Look, he was in his 90s, but he passed away, you know, several years ago, and he got me into sports and got me into the Knicks, and I thought about him a lot last night. I'm still thinking about him, and if I start thinking about him too much, I will start crying as well, because we all have those stories of the people that got us into sports. This Fan Focus is presented by Chef IQ. Watch the game, not the grill. Get your gear at chefiq.com. It's everything we've talked about tonight. It's Jalen Brunson. It's Leon Rose. It's James Dolan. It's Mike Brown, it's Carl Anthony Towns, it's Mikal Bridges, it's Jose Alvarado, it's Jordan Clarkson, it's Mitchell Robinson, it's Landry Shamet. It's the 2026 New York Knicks. The champions of basketball on the mountaintop. The gold standard for this league. Enjoy this. Enjoy the next couple days. We'll see everybody out at the parade. Al and Jerry come your way next with the warm-up show, and then I'll be back with you later on tonight at 7, right here on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, WFAN, New York.
Hi, my name is Lloyd Lockridge, and I'm the host of a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. In this podcast, I'm going to have people on to tell unusual and sometimes far-fetched stories about their families.
I've heard my whole life that she invented the margarita.
And then we're going to investigate those stories and find out how much of it is true.
He gets a patent 1 month before the Wright brothers. Oh, my God.
Please follow and listen to Family Lore, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.